Hare Krishna. We have a lengthy question from a Revati, Devi Dasi. And essentially she's asking, can one of the reasons that we're in the material world be that we want to change our swarup? And along with the title here of this podcast, I'm including a few lines of a conversation with Srila Prabhupada that she cites that says that, well, maybe this potentially supports that argument, because the question's directly being asked, does that happen? And Srila Prabhupada gives the regular understanding that no, why would anyone want to change their swarup? It's eternal, it's fixed, everyone has their own relationship with Krishna. But then he uses this word change. Change is taking place in this material world. But contextually, it really doesn't make sense, because although one cannot change in the spiritual world, but why would one want to change anywhere else, where in the previous line Srila Prabhupada is saying, no, everyone is happy in whatever relationship they are in with Krishna. And I'll elaborate on that a little further. The change that for me makes sense here, that Srila Prabhupada refers to, is the change of what we think our swarup is. Here in the material world, we think our swarup is this body, and in the spiritual realm, or in the self-realized realm, one recognizes that one's swarup is one's eternal spiritual identity, which may vary from person to person to person. Now, in my sort of studies of Shastra, I've not really come across this explanation or argument. Rather, I've just come across the opposite. Srila Prabhupada always repeats the same thing. The meaning of the word swarup means swa, one's own rupa, or form. It's an identity that you have. When people change identities, we may have a mistaken identity, but real identity is already there. And Acharya's Shastra repeats the same thing over and over again. And perhaps the most extensive, elaborate repetition of this I found in Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Sanatan Goswami, Vishnu Dudas, Narada Muni, Uddhava, everyone repeatedly emphasizes the same thing, because Gokumar is traveling throughout the universe and he's going to different Vaikuntha planets, he's seeing different relationships, but wherever he goes, he always hears the same thing. Even though he's not satisfied and he wants to keep going higher and higher, he's told that wherever he is, the people who are there, the eternally liberated souls, always are fully satisfied. They consider that their situation is the best situation, and the Lord, and whatever form that he's in there, is fully appreciating their service. And of course this adds to the variety that one would expect from the absolute truth, because whereas Krishna's Kishore form is the original form of Godhead, but yet Krishna expands himself into unlimited forms, Rama, Adimuti, Shukala, in which he also enjoys different types of reciprocation. And he has devotees who are satisfied. If those devotees are always thinking about how can I get out of this situation and go somewhere else, that doesn't necessarily give Krishna full satisfaction or full pleasure. So the very nature of the rasa, as Prabhupada here uses the word, the very nature of prema, the nature of spiritual world, the nature of devotees' own relationships with Krishna, is such that they're always, that it's fully satisfying. There may be a spiritual hierarchy of relationships, no doubt, but whatever relationship one has is always fully satisfied in that relationship, and he's not thinking, oh, I wish I could be somebody else. So just like Narottam Das Thakur quotes Hanuman, it starts Srinati Iti Mamasya Sarvasya Rama Kamala Lochanan, I forget part of it. He says, I know that Lord Ramachandra is Srinath, Lord of Lakshmi Devi, in other words, that he's Narayan. But nonetheless, I'll worship, I'm attached to the worship of Lord Ramachandra, who is an expansion, who is a expansion of Lord Narayan. So here Hanuman points out, and Narottam calls it ekanta bhakti, that it, the nature of prema is that it's ekanta, is that it's one-pointed. Devotees have a very particular focus because that's the nature of their prema, the nature of their relationship is such, is that it just fixes them into one type of meditation, as is the case of Lord Ramachandra. And Krishna likes that. We see in the example of Anupam and Murari Gupta, devotees were trying to explain to them, don't you understand that the original form of the Lord is Krishna. Worship him and you'll achieve greater bliss. But when Murari Gupta just admitted that he'd rather die than give up the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra, then Lord Chaitanya praised him. He said, yes, glorious is that servant who doesn't abandon his master, and glorious is the master who doesn't abandon his servant. And the example is there, and here we're talking about eternally liberated souls in the material world, and they're not keen on changing their service. Why? Because it's so satisfying. So Murari Gupta didn't want to change, neither do we understand that any other devotees want to change. And we see that taking place in the story of Brihadbhagavatamrita, that Gokumar is going through higher and higher strata of Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. No one's following him. No one wants to be in his position. And interestingly enough, even when Narada Muni is talking to him about the glories of the Brijbasis and the Gopis, and he never talks about abandoning his position as Narada Muni in order to become a Brijbasi. Narada Muni is well aware of the exalted position of the Brijbasis and the Gopis. but he continues in his particular relationship with the Lord. So that's that, and that is what we hear from Shastra. And of course, the constant reasoning that we get for coming into this material world is because we're misusing our independence, that we're not coming in here because we're looking for our swarup. We're coming in here because we're looking to be something else other than Krishna's servant. And that is the constant and repeated consistent emphasis that we read. So, no, I don't, unless someone can show me something a little more elaborate than this one particular quote that you can see here, because ultimately Prabhupada wouldn't say anything also that's not in Shastra. You can show then there's no real reason to think that we're here in this material world because we want to change our swarup. And of course, as a last comment, back to Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Gopakumara does go back to the spiritual world as a cowherd boy, he's well aware of the exalted nature of Mother Yashoda, the gopis. He's not longing after their position. He's very satisfied being who he is, which he has attained after countless years of endeavor or attempt. So, interesting question, but it seems that the answer is quite clear and consistent, that we come into this material world to be separate from Krishna, not because we want to change our swarup. Hare Krishna.